This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How about that Wu Flu, huh? How about them Cowboys?
Oh, my goodness. Jill Biden has re-upped for the Wu Flu. I'm going to read this. Jill Biden tested positive for COVID-19 just days after testing negative in what doctors are describing as another case of, quote, rebound syndrome. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Let me just tell you, I'm going to point out the hypocrisies and the ironies of leftism, and Wu Flu is a perfect example. The most vaccinated and boosted people on the planet are the crooked Biden family. Narcissist Dr. Jill not only got our vaccinations and boosters and got Wu Flu, she's not even days into, not after having Wu Flu, that she's got it again. But these are the people that tell you, get the shot. You should always get the shot. Get the shot. Get the shot. Well, as Tucker Carlson pointed out, we can now talk about it. We're going to dissect this hour because I've been telling people, I said it from the beginning. Don't get the shot. It is a ruse. Don't get it. And the reason you shouldn't get it is because the government is telling you to get it on a disease, a virus that isn't killing anybody. Common sense. I was dealing with some election integrity people, and we were talking about all the evidence. And I said the biggest evidence you can use for election integrity comes down to common sense. And here's the common sense statement. Those of you who listen to the Kevin Jackson Network, you've heard me say it before. You'll hear me say it again. Joe Biden, neither then or in 2020, could beat baby black Jesus in 2008 in terms of Obama's popularity. No way, no how. Obama got 67 million votes, or 69 million, whatever the number is. There is no way in 50,000 lifetimes that Joe Biden could come anywhere close to that number. I don't care if you hate Trump, if you think Trump is the Antichrist, or whatever it may be. Joe Biden can't amass more votes than a baby black Jesus. Number one. And number two, for those saying Trump is not, you know, he wasn't popular, there's no way Trump could be a sitting president that gets more votes than any president in history, including baby black Jesus in 2008, and lose an election. And get double the black vote, which is what he got. Just a statistical impossibility. All the rest of it is absolute and utter BS. Again, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Now I want to play this Tucker clip. And this is him talking about the vaccine. And now you can talk about it because, as he said, it's Trump's vaccine. And I told people this. I said, the one thing that Donald Trump has to be concerned about is if he keeps taking credit for it. Here's and we'll cover this because this clip's too long to cover in one setting.
Now that Donald Trump is responsible for the vaccine, we can finally talk about the vaccine. Till now, we haven't been able to. Till now, it's been like living in a John Cheever story where the entire country is an emotionally repressed WASP family. It's 1952 in Darien, and Dad is just passed out drunk at the dinner table. But nobody's allowed to mention it. We all have to pretend it's not happening. Dad's fine. Be quiet. Over time, that level of denial is very hard to sustain. It makes you crazy. But thank God it's over now. Now that we can blame Donald Trump for the vaccine, we can finally tell the truth about the vaccine without being fired or attacked or thrown off the internet. We really should have thought of this earlier because it feels good, the freedom of this. So let's take a moment to talk about Donald Trump's vaccine and why it seems to be, among other things, dramatically raising death rates among young people. According to data from New Zealand, the government there, for example, children were vaccinated between the ages of 10 and 19 were more likely, not less likely, more likely to die within a month of vaccination than those who didn't take the vaccine in the same age group. And it's not just the New Zealand government that has found this. This summer, a Dutch researcher called André Rader published a paper entitled COVID-19 Vaccinations and All-Cause Mortality. The research analyzed hundreds of cities and towns. What did it find? Quote, "We could not observe a mortality-reducing effect of vaccination in Dutch municipalities after vaccination and booster campaigns. We did find a four-sigma significant mortality-enhancing effect during the two periods of high unexplained excess mortality." Oh, so the data suggest, don't prove, but suggest, the vaccine may be killing people.
Oh my goodness. Well, who else said something like that was happening and was getting all kinds of letters from people saying, "Kevin, stop spreading misinformation. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not a doctor," or whatever else it was I was being told. Where are the naysayers? The people that said, "Kevin, you're so wrong." And all I did, you know, here's what's interesting about my brain. My brain does not spend time on useless BS. It filters out the nonsense and says, you know what? I can tell you without having to be a virologist or an epidemiologist, I can tell you when I smell BS. And that's exactly what I told you. I said that and I'm going to repeat this. I know people out there, "Kevin, don't do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it." So I said this. I said, number one, this disease, this virus has already got something freaky that's going on that goes beyond medical. I don't know what the deal is. When it finally came out, they said, "It's killing folks." And I went, "Really?" And I was looking at the data, and I went, "It isn't killing to the degree that they say." And it looked like it was being fabricated. So as we went along, and they were talking about the number of people getting it. And I immediately called foul. I said, if a disease can be gotten and you don't know that you have it, it can't be nearly as bad as people say. I had this discussion with a friend of mine who was, "Man, I got to get the vax. I got to do all this. You know, I'm scared of the Wu flu." And I go, you may have already had it. Some people did. I mean, they were telling this, that this is a disease that you don't even know. You may not even lose your sense of taste or smell. You'll just go get tested and they go, "You got it." I said, "Have you ever gotten the flu and felt that way?" And he goes, "No." So there was that. So then I said, after a while, I said, more people have gotten this disease than they're reporting because they were fudging the death numbers. They wanted us to feel like the more people that got it, the more people that died. And what they were finding out, that's not the case. I told you, your body is a better barometer of how to deal with a disease than anything else that modern science can create. And herd immunity would take care of it. But I said, they're lying about the number of people who've gotten it. They lied about the number of people who've died. They're lying about the people who die with it versus die from it. I said all this stuff. And I said, the worst thing you could do is get a vaccination for something that's been put together that quickly that alters your DNA, blah, blah, blah. And I was proven correct. Short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I told you about this WooFlu nonsense. We spend $6 trillion on BS. And you know what's happening right now, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? What's happening is the CDC is backing away. Fauci's going to retire. We'll get into that here in a little bit. And he's retiring because he knows he's a fraud. And Tucker actually has, and I'm not trying to make this the Tucker show. I don't ever watch Fox. I don't watch Tucker. Tucker's giving me no love since I was fired from Fox, but occasionally he has some pretty good stuff. And he talks about Fauci in a way that I think most of us can relate. So we'll get into that. But right now we're talking about the Wu flu and missing the mark because everybody who's gotten this, the virus, you know, the vaccines and all this stuff, all these people we're finding out are getting sicker. They're dying. Now they got a new thing, sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. They've got, they say you're more likely to be hospitalized. You're more likely to get Wu flu. And there are people that get in and go, well, I'm glad I got the shot because I would have gotten a lot more sicker. I could have died.
died if I hadn't gotten it.
Yeah, well, it's really funny because there's a whole group of people who never got the vaccine. And I don't know, I probably had 14 versions of WuFlu now. But you know the one, that only one I remember? Number one. Number one. The rest of them, pfft, you know, my eyes might get a little heavy or get a sniffle or I don't know. Who knows? Just glad you guys are here. Glad we're able to walk through this now and look at it sanely, because we had so many people that were, oh, Kevin, it's misinformation. Who's misinformation? By the way, the disinformation department, the bureau that Biden wanted to set up, officially did. Why? Because we know they're liars. They've officially killed it. Well, they've officially killed the one that they wanted to set up officially, but they haven't officially killed the unofficial one, which is everything that the Biden administration says, the crooked, illegal Biden administration, and everything that the complicit media says. So now these people are finally having to fess up, and I've given you some good news. I've given you some good news. I talked about how the media is having to come to grips with its lies. How CNN is now saying, hey, you know what, Brian Stelter? You're gone. Don Lemon, you're next. Jake Tapper, you better get your act together. Anderson Cooper, same thing. Look at the corrections that are occurring in this country. You should be celebrating this. You should be shouting this stuff from the mountaintops. All this data you're now getting from the CDC. You know, well, now we do understand that the mask did nothing. You should be yelling that to people. And I know, oh, Kevin, let's stay above the high ground. Tell people wearing a mask. You know that mask is doing nothing for you, right? Look at the number of people who now don't. I was in New York, for goodness sakes. And, yeah, there's a bunch of stooges still working around running, wearing masks. And, by the way, if you want to wear yours, fine. But understand this. You're a stooge. You're a virtue signaler. Oh, Kevin, I just don't want to get sick. I feel like the mask will protect me even more. Unless somebody's spitting in your face, that mask does nothing for you. And I'm not even sorry to bring you the bad news. If you want to be a chump, if you want to buy into this nonsense and make the government believe, well, we've at least there's some people out there that still believe in the health and safety of others. Screw you, you virtue signaling dweebs. I don't care. I'm going to talk to actual sense to you. Well, Kevin, I'm 80 years old. If you're 80 years old and the thing that worries you is that mask and what you're going to die from, you didn't live a good life. I guess I hate to break the bad news to you, but you didn't live a good life. At 80 years old, I'm not going to be running around paranoid about, oh my God, something's going to kill me. Something's going to kill you. And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to be that long. Sorry to tell you. I got a lot of friends in that age group. I golf with him. I visit with him. I was with one of my friends. He'll be 84 in November. I'm up at his home, and he says to me, Kev, I don't have long. And I'm like, you don't have to tell me that. He laughed because he goes, that's what I love about you. You are so honest. I go, you don't have to tell me that. If you were 22 and you said, I don't have long, I'd look at you like you're crazy. You'll be 84 in November, bro. I know you don't have long. But you know what? You lived a great life. And I'm proud to be your friend. And we're going to have to deal with... He said to me, he goes, Kev, I don't know how many people are going to be at my funeral. I said, I will. I'll be there. Yeah, I will be there. You know, he's looking at his life and he's, you know, questioning these stuff. And by the way, I think he got vaxxed. But it is what it is. But he's not where... He had a mask hanging from his door. So I know he does wear one. But he never wore it while I was there. And we talked about quarantine and stuff like this. And I'm like, you know what? Here's the thing. Something at 84 years old, something's going to take you out. What are you afraid of? That's like at 84 years old and still looking under the bed for the boogeyman. Get over it. Anyway, Tucker is talking about the vaccine. He says, we no longer have to pretend that this is not happening because it's now Trump's vaccine. And he said that level of denial made a bunch of people crazy. See, I already warned. I warned Trump. I said, the last thing you want to do is take credit for this stupid vaccine because it will backfire. So he says, Tucker's talking about the dramatic rise in death rates, and he's citing different studies, and I want to play a little bit more of the clip just so you get an idea of I was right and they were wrong. Every naysayer, Kevin, you shouldn't be talking about this. You're endangering the lives of people. No, I'm not. I was saving lives. And here's what I want the people that were naysayers on this very program, that listen to this program, to do. Have the guts. Have the guts to write to me and say, Kev, you know what? You were right. You were saving lives. You were telling people, do not get a vaccine that has not been really thoroughly tested, and certainly don't get it on something like this that has a less chance of killing you than you getting struck by lightning. Don't get it. Don't get something that's going to alter your DNA. And has all these additional side effects. And by the way, you're going to get data at some point when they really report the reality, and they're starting to. And as I said, Tucker, we'll listen to a little bit more of this clip. But you're going to get data, and it's going to show you that they were underreporting VAERS, not by a little bit, not by a few hundred or a few thousand, geometrically, if not exponentially. If for every 1,000 people that they reported on, 10,000, I'm going to bet you, weren't reported on. Here's a little bit more of the Tucker clip.
Unexplained mortality is also on the rise in many other countries, Australia, England, Wales. So why is Donald Trump's vaccine doing all of this in other countries? Well, we can't be sure. But as Alex Berenson reported on his Substack recently, the Canadian government is seeing a similar problem at huge scale. As of this summer, people who took Donald Trump's vaccine in the Canadian province of Manitoba are roughly 50% more likely than the unvaccinated to be hospitalized or die from COVID. Again, to pause, how bad is Donald Trump's vaccine? So bad that people who take it are more likely to die of COVID.
So Tucker's reinforcing the idea that we now get to learn the truth about the vaccine. See, the Democrats didn't want to tell you the truth when Joe Biden was going to save the world and we were rushing this vaccine to people. But now that we know the real results and we want to make sure people are aware of it, it's now Trump's fault.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing back on reports U.S. Embassy personnel in Iraq are being evacuated after violent clashes escalate in Baghdad. Today, White House official John Kirby said the administration is concerned about the violence growing in Iraq, but swatted down earlier reports that U.S. personnel were being airlifted out.
Now's the time for dialogue, not escalated confrontation. Above all, we urge those involved to remain calm, to abstain from this violence, and pursue peaceful avenues of redress. The right to peacefully protest in public is a fundamental element of all democracies.
At least five protesters have been killed by security forces in Baghdad. The high-security fencing is now gone from the U.S. Supreme Court. Crews removing the 7-foot-tall barrier that was placed around the building on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Police in Arizona say an armed man with a high-powered rifle wearing tactical gear killed two people and wounded two Phoenix officers. Police report the man left a hotel in North Phoenix late Sunday night and immediately began shooting at that same hotel. He then shot and killed a man and woman who stopped in their car to see what was happening and wounded two police officers who arrived at the scene. The man is also dead, but it's unsure if police killed him or he killed himself. More young children are getting poisoned by button batteries. A study published in the medical journal Pediatrics says trips to emergency rooms are soaring with one button battery-related ER visit every hour. These batteries contain lithium, which is toxic and can burn the esophagus. T-Mobile is adding Apple Plus as a permanent perk for its top-tier unlimited wireless plan customers. It had been previously offered free for 1 year after subscribing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dr. Jill tested positive for COVID-19 just days after testing negative. Rebound syndrome, they called it. And they said the first lady has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and will remain in Delaware where she has reinitiated isolation procedures. Good. Keep her out of the media. Nobody needs to see that hag. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, Kevin, you're so mean. I'm not being mean. This is a woman that put her demented husband, supports the theft of an election so she can play first lady. Yeah, I dare you. Dig into her past a little bit and find out what's going on. Here's what's interesting. I'll tell you something real quick. Working on a big project. One of the guys who's a big funder for it does research on me and says, you know, this guy, he got fired from Fox because he tweeted that these leftist women that accuse Kavanaugh are skanks. I'm not sure we can back him. And I'm thinking to myself, really? So you can, you know, screw over your husband, get a woman killed, and, you know, do what the Bidens do, and you can become president as a Democrat. But you can stand on principle as a conservative, call skanks skanks, and people go, I don't know. Well, you know, well, we don't know about his character. Let me tell you about my character. I stand by my comment. I will call a skank a skank, and I will call it like it is, even if it hurts me. And that is what's called principle. Yes. And so I will stand on principle. And it was funny because I was telling one of the guys who was telling me that one of his big backers had some concerns. And I said, well, tell that backer I'm not backing down. And if they want to pull it, that what they should understand is with all the money these people are wanting to put into this project. And I'm saying, if you need to go a different direction and it doesn't involve me because you want me to take it back or you need somebody squeaky clean, you got the wrong guy. Anyway, welcome back. So we're talking about Tucker Carlson's analysis of now what is going to be called Donald Trump's vaccine. Because remember, Operation Warp Speed rushed this vaccine to us. And it allowed the Democrats to steal and set narratives that people are going to live with for a long time. It'll be muscle memory for us for quite some time. But the good news is, on the conservative side, we are now, you're not going to get me to take a vaccine. I mean, I never was going to take this one, but you're not going to get me to take the next one. You're not going to get me to put a mask on. You're not going to get me to isolate or self-imprison or self-enslave. I'm not doing it. And I think many of you have finally come to the conclusion that, you know what? That didn't work. It crushed the economy. Show me where it worked, please, anywhere. I know I'm right.
I don't have to guess and go, I wonder if I know I'm right. Anyway, here's a part of Tucker still talking about the fallout of this vaccine. And let me tell you something. He doesn't even know it all. I've been reporting on this stuff. Tucker's finally getting to where I'm at. I want you to understand this guy is a year and a half behind me and finally bringing this stuff up. I've been talking about the number of athletes that have been dying, young people who are dying. I told you, watch the actuarial statistics and watch a host of other things. In other words, watch what the insurance companies do if you're vaccinated. Watch what the life insurance companies do when you want, whether it's medical insurance or you want, life insurance, which is really death insurance. Watch how those factors come in with, are you vaccinated or are you not? I'm not. Woo! Well, Kevin, your policy is $25 a month. If you're vaccinated, it'll be $75 a month. Watch the lawsuits that arise from this. It's already happening. Insurance companies having to figure out, how do we mitigate this? Because you're not going to be able to get away with it. Companies that force people to get this vaccine, once the data breaks and they say, nope, we knew this. And not only did we know it at the time, we knew it all along. And so there was a conspiracy and everybody who was hurt. Watch when you start seeing these law officers of Sokol and Sokol talking about blah, blah, blah. If you were vaccinated and you're experiencing Epstein-Barr and all this, you're going to see all this stuff coming. And it was all preventable. All preventable. Lives ruined. Some taken over nonsense. And now the Democrats are going to run from it, and now they got their scapegoat. And you know what they're setting up for 2024? You want to know who the patsy is going to be? Donald Trump. He's going to be the patsy. They're going to blame Trump. They're going to say, woo-hoo-hoo, and Trump's not going to let him get away with it. But he is going to have to say, you know, yeah, I did it. I did it at their urging. I'm warning you right now what's coming. You don't have to pay, Kevin's trying to pull an Alex Jones on us. This is a conspiracy. It isn't a conspiracy when it's happening, and it's happening right in front of your freaking faces. Here's some of what else Tucker had to say.
Now, we have data from more Canadian provinces, but they seem to be hiding it now. On July 28th, the province of British Columbia announced it would stop reporting the number of deaths that occurred in people who have taken the COVID booster. Wow, why is that? Don't ask, you're not allowed to. Oh, we are now, because it's a Trump crime. The charts are also missing somehow from the Internet Archive, which is widely known, of course, as a front for Russian operatives working on behalf of who? Donald Trump. But we do have the most recent available data. What do those show? Well, they show that 70% of all deaths in that province occurred in people who were boosted, even though boosted individuals make up just half the province's population. Do the math on that for a minute. Well, your first reaction might be, oh, well, vaccinated and boosted people tend to be older, so of course they're dying at a greater rate. It has nothing to do with the shot. But then you look deeper. You read, for example, the Lancet article entitled Risk of Infection, Hospitalization, and Death Up to 9 Months After a Second Dose of the COVID-19 Vaccine. And that piece shows that people over the age of 80 have worse outcomes. And by worse, we mean more hospitalizations, more deaths when they're vaccinated than when they are unvaccinated. So it turns out, when Donald Trump told you, as he did hundreds of times, certainly you must remember this, that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, it turned out to be exactly the opposite. And we're seeing this in a lot of different places, in a lot of different data sets. In fact, as Kenji Yamamoto wrote in the Journal of Virology, quote, the Lancet study showed that immune function among vaccinated individuals 8 months after the administration of two doses of COVID-19 vaccine was lower than that among unvaccinated individuals. Well, that sounds like it's hurting people's immune system in a profound way. As the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology put it after an independent study, quote, vaccination introduces a profound impairment in type 1 interferon signaling, which has diverse adverse consequences to human health. Well, that doesn't sound good. What consequences could they be talking about? Well, in July, the German government put out a tweet stating that at least one out of every 5,000 COVID shots causes, quote, serious side effects. One in 5,000, really? This is a shot that was taken by hundreds of millions of people, including in this country. What effects are they talking about? Well, those would include decreased sperm counts. The journal Andrology reported in June that there was a 22% average drop in total sperm count in samples taken 3 to 5 months after the second Pfizer dose of the vax. Donald Trump's vax. On top of that, there is heart inflammation. Myocarditis, which is now suddenly famous in neighborhoods across the country because everyone seems to know someone else's son who has it. In December of last year, researchers at Oxford found that, quote, myocarditis risk was increased during 1 to 28 days following a third dose of the vaccine. Associations were strongest in males younger than 40 years for all vaccine types. But you knew that because you're seeing it among people you know. And no one's talking about it. We're not allowed to talk about it, but now we can because Trump did it. Researchers in Israel, meanwhile, found that vaccination increased the 42-day risk of myocarditis by a factor of 3. This is a very serious heart condition, not a small finding.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Lots going on in the news, but I'm going to do these shows periodically to stop and let people realize that I make observations. I'm not part of scientific studies. I'm not having to do deep dives, but what I can tell you on the surface, and for the record, many of you feel the same way. That's why you listen to the program. And I know there are many, many more of you out there that I don't even get credit for because they claim that I'm all about fake news. See, I know with 100% certainty, I don't need any data. I don't even need to have made the film Beyond the Mules. But I know with 100% certainty, Donald Trump won the 2020 election. In as much as I know with 100% certainty, the COVID nonsense is a ruse. COVID, people are dying from COVID. No question. The Chinese introduced a bioweapon that, you know, was much more benign. But it did kill people. But it didn't kill people to the level that they should be putting, you know, making us get alarmed. And it was a money grab. That's all it is. I know with 100% certainty that climate change is nothing more than weather with a spin on it so people can do what? Anybody? Anybody? Yes, grab your money. See, I know these things is a fact. I can tell you another fact. America is not a racist or a sexist or a homophobic country. I know that with 100% certainty. Now, what's interesting is we still debate this stuff. We still allow debate. When we come back, I'll tell you a quick story I was having with a guy who said, I was talking about how you could easily fix the education system. I said, all you got to do is call it what it is, racist and classist. And he goes, well, we don't want to do that because we would offend women. I go, see, that's the reason why we don't win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So, not reporting deaths of people taking the COVID booster in certain areas of Canada, why do they not want to report on these deaths? That's what Tucker asked him when we played that last clip. 70% of the deaths in this one province in Canada occurred in the boosted, who are only half the population. So just think about the numbers there. 70% of the people who are dying or hospitalized, the deaths in this case, not just hospitalization, but deaths are from people who got boosted. That's insane. Risk of infection, hospitalization, and death for people over 80 worsened when they got the shot. And this is what the government pushed on you. This is what our government forced on people. Got people to vaccinate. Scared the living bejeezers out of them. Here's the rest of that clip from Tucker, just so you get an idea. Because it isn't over. There's still more of what this stupid vaccine did for people. And there are people that are going to argue about it. And they will argue with me that their mask helps them.
Now, you may have also noticed the rise in young athletes dying of heart attacks in recent months, something you're not allowed to notice, but you probably can't help yourself. For example, a 37-year-old cycling champion in Scotland called Rab Wardell just died of a heart attack 2 days after winning a national mountain biking championship. Can't say he was out of shape. Maybe it wasn't vax-related. Have you seen that a lot before? And then there were those five doctors you may have read about in Toronto who died in the same month, in July. Now, of that group of five dead physicians, there was a 27-year-old triathlete who died after a swimming competition, and a 50-year-old Olympian who died after a run. So these are not people who are sitting on the couch smoking weed and eating Doritos. Now, we can't know why all of this happened, but the point is, we're allowed to notice now. And that's significant, especially since some places are still forcing children to take the vaccine. And that would include most colleges in the United States. They just announced that boosters are mandatory. In the District of Columbia, which is falling apart, the mayor has decided, she declared this today, that unvaccinated students will not be allowed in school. They won't even get virtual learning unless they take a vaccine. Donald Trump's vaccine that appears to be hurting a lot of people. But unless they take it, they will get no education whatsoever. Who knew that Muriel Bowser, the resolutely partisan Democrat who runs Washington, D.C., was actually working for Donald Trump, but she appears to be. At least you know who to blame.
Well, there you have it. Tucker's catching up to me. Look, you have to believe me. Go listen to the podcast of this show. I talked about this for the better part of a year. I gave you statistics. I followed it, not just in America. I followed it all over the world. I was talking about reports in other countries that were validating exactly what I was saying, what I knew from common sense. I went to Sweden. I went to various, as I said, other places around the world and looked at what they were reporting, Israel, and saying, look, guys, this is fishy. And meanwhile, the naysayers writing, Kevin, misinformation, this, that, and the other. My stuff kicked off of Facebook, kicked off of Twitter. Can't get any coverage for the stuff that we do because we're not saying the right things. And then I played a clip earlier about the media liars, and I said, people like Facebook saying, you can't say that. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not a doctor. This is unverified, they would put on your tweets if you had a Twitter account and things like this. And what? Somebody remind me, because I certainly don't want to pat myself on the back, but somebody remind me, where are we now? Well, I know where we are. We're at a place where they're finally admitting the truth. They're finally telling you what you should have known in your common sense. This disease wasn't nearly what they said it was. It was nothing more than a tactic of elitists around the world who got together. They've been planning this thing for over a decade, and it finally came to fruition, and they said, execute. And Donald Trump, God bless him, he wanted to do the right thing, but he didn't have the, he somewhere he left his cojones, and he did not do what he should have done, which is stop this multi-trillion-dollar boondoggle. And I know, oh, well, if you don't do this, you'll lose the election. What, since when did he care? What do you care about elections? What do you care about polls? What you should be caring about is the legacy. And you know what he did? He ran up the national debt to the point where even though Biden has exploded the debt, he's bragging that he took $1.7 trillion off. He took $1.7 trillion off of what they thought would be, he was supposed to take $4 trillion off. And he's spiking the football.
I brought down the deficit. I did this. I did that.
And, of course, if we believe that he indeed brought down the deficit, he didn't bring down the deficit to pre-Trump levels, pre-pandemic levels. It's way above it. But if we are to believe Joe Biden in anything, we're also to believe that he's got a handle on inflation. We're not in a recession. Hunter Biden is a Renaissance man and the best man that he knows. And he's not the big guy who never did anything to help his son with his international business, even though with every one of those things I just told you, there's ample in-your-face evidence to the contrary. Inflation Reduction Act is not going to reduce inflation. It is a boondoggle for climate change weenies, green energy nutcases, and this is what they want to sell you on. Can they not give us anything that we can rely on? Can the Democrats just say, look, guys, here's the way it is? Let me give you the short answer. No, they will never admit that they lied, that they cheat, that they orchestrate, that they set fake narratives, that they blame the other people, that they take no responsibility for anything that they do. We're supposed to just go along. Right now, they're stealing your vote. As I said, we're making Beyond the Mules. You can go to the website. But they are stealing your vote. They want you to believe they're protecting it. They've made it practically unsafe to go anywhere where Democrats are in abundance, and they want you to believe that they're making the world safer for you. Give me whatever it is that these people are looking for. I will give you some place where they are trying to gain either money or power or access to both of those, one or both of those things. That's the way it works. In fact, Joe Biden has a word for us. The people that are really wanting to get involved, you know, they got to have something, right? We're election deniers or we're climate deniers or whatever. Well, Joe Biden has the ultra MAGAs, right? Here's him commenting about us.
What's happened is there're not many real Republicans anymore. By the way, your sitting governor, he's a Republican you can deal with. We disagree. No, I'm serious. But at least he's within the mainstream of the Republican Party. I respect conservative Republicans. I don't respect these MAGA Republicans.
There's old Joe Biden, the uniter. He doesn't respect the MAGA Republicans, but he respects conservative Republicans, but not the MAGA Republicans, who, by the way, make up the majority of Republicans. You know who else he doesn't respect? The Democrats, the millions of Democrats who've abandoned him because they get it. But I want to go back to this SADS and this and finish out with what Tucker was talking about. He made a comment. He says there's a rise in athletes dying. I dare you to look it up. I talked about it over a year ago. I said people dropping on the basketball court, on the soccer field. These are the best athletes in the world. They are the most fit people among us, and we now have a disease, a vaccine rather, that is making them drop like flies. They won't drop from the disease. They would have been fine. I talked about Eric Clapton saying he couldn't play the guitar, and he said, I'm not getting another booster. This is insanity. There are whole websites dedicated to people who want to get away, get this thing out of their body as best they can. I don't think he can anymore. But let me go back to these people that are dying. 37-year-old cyclist, prime of life, dropped dead. Five doctors in Toronto. Tucker's talking about it now. I talked about this 3 weeks ago. 27-year-old triathlete died after a competition. 50-year-old Olympian who died after a run. This is not normal. And look, there's dozens of these stories if you just go look on any given day. But they pretend. So Biden's mad because people like us actually look at this stuff. We look at the lies. Like I said, there were people that listened. Oh, Trump has this many lies so far, which were lies to begin with. Joe Biden has blatant in-your-face lies, and nobody on the left wants to bring it up. It is pure insanity for us to ignore this stuff. I know, folks, we had a lot to talk about. We'll cover a lot more this week, but I wanted to take a victory lap.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.